Howdy everybody, Brian here at quantlabs.net. Today is September 7th. We are going to go through the basically mainstream asset class. You know, I focus on the other asset class, which is much more profitable, but right now it seems to be crashing, but we'll go over that. So everything here is negative, not by much except for NASDAQ. I don't know how people trade this, probably doing it with crazy leverage. Oil's been struggling, as you know, 1.72 down. Gold down 1.89. This is really a distorted market. Bonds are up 3.5%. Forex, here's the big news here on that one, as well as this one. But I will be putting a video together to show it's quickly recovering. That's on the digital currency space. And again, you see here, the FTSE's down for the UK, but Nikkei was up. All right, so let's go into our mainstream. As you know, I do use quite a bit of MotoWave here, because it's a great platform, to be honest. So again, we're starting to see Australia, the currency, become top pick now. But really, it comes down to the what I call a global sickness, jokingly as it sounds, but I can't. It's just the great censorship on YouTube. They don't like certain terms being mentioned, and you gotta substitute with the colorful language. Okay, so here we have now some deep shorts here for the S&P 500, two of them. UK 100's got another one there. Brent crude went 1, 2, 3, 3, too long, strange enough as that sounds. This can be somewhat accurate, but it is trending. This is more of a buy and hold. Pound against the Canadian dollars, moving on up. One thing we can tell how the markets are doing is when we start to see the Norwegian currency move up, same with the Swedish. You see here we have some longs there, but again, it's not the best barometer. Gold just getting killed here, and the Swiss franc, gold, and same with the euro, pound, same with the Singapore dollar. But again, it could recover. I don't know. Not the best thing to put money into to tie it up. Oh, I should mention also Australia, Canada's got a pretty good rally there. With the continued rally with that long there. China, now this is China 50, really just kind of pretty well getting crushed. Lot of weird things going on in China, but anyways, they're definitely not top pick. France, very flat there. That's France 40. Euro against the Swiss franc has got a choppy trend rally moving up. Again, comes back to that Norwegian call trade. Not much going on there. Singapore is bouncing around, but it seems to be really flat on the lower range. Singapore 30, kind of long. UK 100. Very flat there. Pound against the Australian dollar, dropping. The Russell, we'll see how that's doing. Again, it's been trending flat, now it's calling for a short. So you know, this bounce around. UK and China won. It's starting to rally a little bit, but it's coming off a big decline there with a long. More S&P 500, another short there. Another one, we have slight short. Lots to choose from, but not very strong. Okay, now we have some oil, WTI. Did move up, went flat, now it's starting to decline a little bit. Back to the Brent crude, similar pattern, of course. The natural gas looks good there. That has a really good rally. I think we're coming in that season. Slight decline, will it last? We don't know. But I'd rather put money into natural gas for now versus oil. I read the news, Saudi's dropped oil price because of oil demand in China has dropped off. I'm sure it'll come back, but it's also to do with the global sickness. So here we have platinum up. Very flat. There's just not much direction here in a lot of these. And even if there is direction, really goes nowhere. Deutsche 30, really range-bound and flat. NASDAQ had a really good rally, and it's flat again. It's calling for a short, but that could change. More short calls for the S&P. Slight for short calls for the UK 100. There's four of those. More short call for the France BCO. It's got slight long, so I don't know. US Canada long and starting to move up a little bit. That's good. USD Japanese yen moving up. We've seen that before, as you can see here. Drops back. Mean reverting strategies will work really well for these because of these oscillating patterns. More gold short. That's in Swiss franc again. Hong Kong dollar, very deep shorts here. Gold and Japanese yen short. And, I don't know. Okay, here's some silver in Australia. Really range bound, flat, slight short, I don't know. Silver and British pound. Let's see here. Ooh, man, it ain't moving. It ain't moving there. That's not good. Australia, again, range bound. Kind of not going anywhere. China 50, we already seen this. Maybe a slight long. Euro 50. The US can outperform it. But you can see here, it's starting to drop. And with the short there. Let's see here. I'm going to skip all this Euro stuff. Deutsche 30, same as the Euro, flat. Very flat. I mean, it's good, it's not negative. Hong Kong 33, very flat. You think that a lot of these, and this is going all the way back since the end of July, you would think that these would start to pick up. Hong Kong, Japan. Now we got Netherlands. Oh, that's rallying pretty nice. Yeah, Netherlands is looking good, but it's got a short right now. Singapore 30, I'd say range bound, but I don't know. I can't get a sense of direction out of that one. Okay, Thailand we looked at last time. It is definitely trending. Had a pullback, but it's starting to rally back. UK 10-year declining and oscillating in that decline as well. 10-year bond, same. 100, UK 100, more shorts there. 2, 3, 4, looks like all shorting. NASDAQ 1000 flat with a slight short. You can see here, that's the better place to be in right now of all the US indices. Okay, so here we have a Treasury 2-year, very flat. Calling shorts here, I wouldn't worry about that. 5-year. Same thing, but it's calling for a long this time on the 5-year USD Swiss franc. Again, mean reverting, you could do really good here. WTI, more shorting, it looks like, for oil. Oh, now we got a long there. BCO, slight, washes itself out. Natural gas, calling for shorts there. Now soybean really in the steady decline, but it is calling for a long. Wheat's been doing okay. That decline's not so much, but it has a long there as well. Skipping all these forex pairs, it can be a real waste of time. Copper, this is an important one. Okay, so we did have that rally in May, decline okay? And it pulled back, quite not recovered, gone flat, so copper's not what it used to be. And I had a short there as well. NASDAQ, more short calls. Same with the UK 100. Same with France 40. We're going to leave it at that. Again, sign up again if you want to our email newsletter. If you want to know more about how to create your wealth, but outside of what I just went through, so you can learn more at quantlabs.net, and also join our chat server as well. You can snoop in on what I type out as well, quantlabs.info and quantlabs.net. If you want to know more, just click on that contact page there, bring up all your all the info and get that entered in, and you'll be put into the daily newsletter. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.